This recording is being made to illustrate the difference between the standard ARRL radiogram transmission and the preferred method for transmitting an ICS-213 general message. There will be two messages transmitted. Neither will have headers, senders, or recipients, date or time information. Just the text, the body of the message, will be transmitted. There will be two messages. Please pick up a pen or pencil and prepare to copy. Here is the first message. We need to, I spell Tango Oscar, get figure 2 more base operators at the letter group India Charlie Papa X-ray. There are two, I spell Tango Oscar Oscar, many messages coming in to, I spell Tango Oscar, handle with just figure 2 people X-ray. End of the first message. Here's the second message. We need 4 more people for the evening shift here at the EOC, period. If you happen to hear of any more, please let me know ASAP, period. End of message. Did you notice that the second message was substantially easier to copy? In classes that we've held, it is virtually unanimous that the second message is substantially easier to copy. Despite the fact that both messages had a number of homonyms, words that sound alike but can be spelled differently, the second message benefits from the context of the words around it. Therefore, words that we had to spell in the first message, for instance, all of the incidences of the word to, were not a problem in the second message because you could get the meaning and what the word was from the context. We've also found that untrained personnel, such as secretaries, receptionists, and non-amateurs, can better copy messages using the second protocol. Many people that you may come into contact in emergency communications are not trained in the somewhat arcane transmission protocol that amateur radio uses in the NTS system. It's for these reasons, and many more, that we've elected to use the second protocol for the transmission of all of our ICS-213 messages.